moving on. Chicken nugget.
Yum.
Got to sniff that.
You got to eat that. Yeah. You put that in the mouth.
You put that in the, we put that in the mouth. Welcome to the Freak Show.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Megan, and we are back, baby.
Episode two.
Another week.
Another week, another episode, another chance to freak you guys out.
Yeah. Quick reminder, there's a dog upstairs.
Yeah, forever. There's a dog upstairs.
There's going to be a dog upstairs. If you hear a thing, it's the dog upstairs.
Another quick reminder that's new information is Megan's sober right now. she's choosing to be sober for this month. And yeah. I just was telling her that's like a whole new dynamic for us because usually we're kind of on the same page.
Yeah. It was a thing of there was a lot of dog stress happening. I was having a drink every night, if not multiple.
Yeah.
And I was kind of took a step back and was like, maybe I should do something about this. So we are, I don't know when this is going to come out, but currently as we're recording, we are in the first weekend of me attempting.
Right, and you're going strong. We met at a bar.
I was drinking hop water.
Yeah. I mean,
you were already
literally
to make fun of me.
You told me like, hey, let's meet at this bar beforehand. I was like, ooh, she came. I'm going to make fun of her.
Like literally day five. And I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah, no, but you held strong. You're doing great.
Thank you. We'll see. Please follow me on my sober journey. Also, please send recommendations of good, fun, sober things for me to
drink. I thought you
were
going for topics already. And I was like, oh, starting with the topic
suggestions. I'm looking for good, fun, sober drinks. Gotcha. Because okay. I'm already just like, I'm bored.
Anyway, should we get into this
podcast? Yeah, this is a podcast where Lauren and I just try and freak each other out with a different topic every week. Every week, one of us brings a drink that is a hint to our topic. Of course, I won't be drinking it this week. Mm-hmm. However, Lauren brought her drink and she actually made it for herself to drink in front
of
me.
I think it's going
to
be good.
Okay, what is it? Tell me about it.
Okay, it's rum. Mm-hmm. Lime juice and runny honey, which is a term I had not heard before, and it just means liquid honey as opposed to like honeycomb honey.
I've literally never heard runny honey.
I was googling it like,
what is runny
honey?
Do I
have to buy something to like make this?
Or like, and it's, do you like cook it with water to make it even more
it's
watery?
Just, that's what people call honey. Just runny honey. Like there are also, I think it's maybe in the UK, like on the honey bear, it'll say runny honey.
Okay, so is this really cocktail cute. From the UK?
I don't know, but it is called...
I almost said, good day, mate. And then I was like...
So close. It's called Honey Buckle.
The Honey Buckle. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to talk about bees. I think you're going to talk about killer bees.
Love it.
End of guess.
Okay. Yeah, keep it short.
I've learned. Okay, rock, paper, scissors to see who goes...
That's right.
Oh, wait, do we cheers and then...
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Well, rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I cut Megan's paper. I'll be going first.
Cheers.
Cheers with your bubble water.
Yes.
Oh, that is just rum.
Is it? It's like flashbacks of Jamaica right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's good, but it's rum. I mean, that's all that's in it.
Yeah, it's just rum. Yeah. Are you ready to freak me out?
I am.
Okay, your 15 minutes starts now. Bees. Okay.
No.
Oh, damn it.
Okay. So as like a good person, a good creative, I know how to take a note. Okay. I can take constructive feedback. So I heard you last week. It was too heavy. Okay. So I've lightened it up.
Okay.
I'm keeping it fun.
Okay.
Okay. Have you heard of buccal fat surgery?
Buccal fat?
Yeah.
Where's a buckle?
Okay. So buckle. B-U-C-C-A-L.
It's in the... I thought it was pronounced bucal.
No, it's buckle.
Oh, my God. I maybe would have guessed it if I had known. So, because, oh, my gosh, and the celebrities...
You're doing a lot with your hands, and we're on a podcast, so let me get into it.
Okay, because...
Can I get into it?
Okay.
Okay, so...
Lea Michele, she did it, right?
I'm not naming names because that's not what I'm about.
Okay, okay.
So buckle comes from the Latin word... Bucca, B-U-C-C-A, meaning cheek. So buccal fat surgery refers to the surgical removal of the fat pad wedged between the cheekbone and the jawbone. And it is all the rage right now.
Fat pad between the cheekbone and the jawbone.
Yeah, right where we're touching.
This right here.
Yeah, okay. Right under the cheekbones.
This is great for a podcast.
One plastic surgeon said it's basically designed for people who are born with large buccal fat pads and have very round faces and, quote, look like cherubs.
I mean, that sounds cute. Why would you want to get rid of that?
I feel like if you're like 40 and you're like, I still have the round cheeks of a cherub.
Yeah, you don't want to be a cherub.
I mean, some people own it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And some people don't.
I feel like I have some good pads.
Yeah, we all do. It's normal. So basically, it narrows and sinks your cheeks. So your cheekbones are like popping.
Right.
It's like the underside, like a lot of people do fillers on their cheekbones, which I feel like you can definitely see and tell.
You can tell, yeah.
This is like the opposite of that.
And you can't always tell.
It's considered a relatively minor cosmetic surgery. It takes about an hour, or takes about half an hour.
Half an hour?
The incisions are all inside your mouth, so there's no scars.
I was going to ask that, because in my mind it should be like the Joker type thing of like scars.
No. This is like all inside. The swelling goes down a few days. And no surprise, it's become super popular with celebrities, models, and influencers.
Okay, you're kind of convincing me to get it right now. I'm not kidding.
I'm not done yet.
Because in my mind, I'm like, it's in the mouth, which, okay, I can deal with a couple days.
Okay, so a lot of celebrities are rumored to have had it done. I'm not going to name them because it's, like, rude. But okay. Lea Michele is one of them.
I knew it!
But the one who has been super open about it and, like, talks about it openly is Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 2 years ago, she posted a video on her Instagram where she was, like, basically, like, pushing her fingers into her cheeks. But then when she would, like, pull her finger away, it wouldn't move. Like, that's what it looks like now. Like, it's just, like, indents, basically.
That's interesting. Okay.
And talking about how she had the, quote, that buckle fat removal thing. And that, plus not drinking anymore.
Oh, hi. Oh, my gosh. Like, relevant topic.
She's, like, really seeing the difference and loves it.
Interesting. There See, there is a catch, though. Uh-oh.
Let me get into the catch.
Never mind.
It's irreversible. Okay. And it basically speeds up a natural process that our faces go through as we age. Like, our cheeks naturally hollow and sink. That's why, like, old people look like skeletons.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, our skin and our fat just gets thinner in our face as we age.
Okay.
So plastic surgeons, at least ones that, like, care a little bit about their patients, like more than money, have been sending people away if they're young and being like, you do not want this.
Okay, what if you're old? And they're like, yeah, you want this.
Like, basically, like, the guy at the beginning that I was talking about said, like, this surgery is for people who have, like, pronounced round faces, who are just, like, very unhappy and are probably, like, in their 40s or above and are just like, I don't want to look like a child anymore. It's not for, like, oh my god, you can look, like, even thinner as a model, you know what I mean? So I have a quote from
I can't believe some plastic surgeons are, like, turning people away for it. I never thought of that.
One surgeon said, quote, it's a trendy procedure and there are some people who will just do it. A 20-year-old shows up in somebody's office and says, I want to take these out. And there are some surgeons who say, yeah, sure. But I think it's a good procedure for a limited number of people. Otherwise, you make a 25-year-old look 45 in 15 minutes.
What?
Yeah, like, it ages you like that.
I guess they do if you look at, like, the before and after. The only reason I know about it is because everyone was talking about Lea Michele when she was on Broadway. She was on a Broadway show. And she came on stage and everyone was like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Because it was like a... And I read an article where there was a side-by-side. Yeah, this was her drastic. Before the show. This is her in the show. And this is how... And I didn't recognize her at first. It was crazy. Yeah.
There's also, like, some other risks. Because it's gaining popularity so recently, they're still, like, researching long-term effects. Mm. And also there's some evidence that the fat in your cheeks is structural and that by removing it, you'll actually cause your face skin to sag a lot more as you age than it would have. Like, it keeps your skin in... like up more. Yeah. And there's a big facial nerve that runs right through that part of the face. And if it gets damaged, you could, like, lose motor function in your face. And one study from a few years ago found that there's a 26% chance that you'll damage that nerve if you have the surgery.
26 is too high.
Oh my God, I wrote, that's too high, Megan. Anyway, and then I wrote, anyway, my topic is just lesser known plastic surgeries. So it starts with buckle. And now I have a bunch more.
Okay. I do want to say I love that Chrissy Teigen is like, yeah, I did it.
That's what I'm saying with, like, Ozempic. Exactly. Just say it. Because I also feel like...
Who cares?
It helps to not set unrealistic expectations for people, like, following her on social media to be like, oh, I wish my face looked like that. And she's like, I paid for this shit.
Right. She's like, I paid money for this. Yes. I went on Ozempic to lose weight. I did this.
I appreciate this transparency.
Right. And do you think that people, and we can move on in a minute, people that, like, get this done and they hear the things about, like, well, your skin might start sagging or later in life, blah, 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 they probably think, like, well, I have money to fix that later, too.
Sure.
And they probably just think that, right? Yeah, like, another surgery will fix that. Just keep fixing it as it goes.
Yeah.
That's what I would think. Okay, let's go.
Okay. So there are about 18 million cosmetic surgeries done each year in the United States, the majority of which, 16 million, are minimally invasive procedures like Botox, fillers, peels, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Which Botox is way more common than I thought. I have multiple friends that are like,
yeah,
oh, I'm going to be late. I'm going to get my Botox.
Me
and
too.
I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And then I'm like, should I?
That's a whole thing. You shouldn't.
I probably should. Okay.
No, we're being natural.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you should. And I was like, I think I should too. No. Okay. Never mind.
Less than 2 million are like your standard breast augmentation, your rhinoplasty, your liposuction.
We've all been there.
And then remember liposuction? I feel like that was really like on TV when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Like, every single, like, reality show was like, let me go get my liposuction.
Do you think it's because it was kind of new at the
Maybe.
Time?
Maybe, yeah.
And it was just like, it literally just, like, sucks the fat out of you,
it's
right?
It's gross, yeah. And then, I'm not going to touch on this, but the BBL is having a moment, the Brazilian butt lift. Have you heard of this?
Tell me more.
Oh, okay. It's very popular right now. And it basically involves...
I like how you just called it the BBL.
Yeah,
like,
some people call
like,
it.
I'm going to know what that means.
Yeah, the BBL. Basically involves moving fat from one part of your body, like hips, stomach, or thighs, to your butt. So you get like a big, juicy butt.
Okay.
And then also, it's like, I guess, bonus... You move that fat you didn't
so
like.
So that fat around your hips is gone and now it's in your butt.
But we're going to go it's less common.
Lift?
It's a lift and a plump.
We're doing so too many hand things to be on a podcast. Okay.
Okay. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
A lip lift.
Okay.
I'm going to start with other lifts.
Okay.
Lip lift.
Does lift just mean put more fat in where it is?
No, because it's not to be confused with fillers, which is putting more fat in.
Okay.
Or whatever a filler is. This one is also sometimes called lip shortening surgery, and it's permanent, so you don't have to, like fillers you have to keep going in or whatever. Basically, the surgeon cuts a line right at the base of your nose, removes a thin strip of skin, and then seals it back up, so it shortens the distance. If everyone does it with me along, it's like if you pull your lip up, your top lip looks fuller by shortening the distance.
We really should take a picture of this. So if you put your finger under your nose and rest it on your upper lip and lift up.
Yeah. I mean, not that much because you look like a little bit of like a pig.
That's what you look like.
But just like a little bit makes it a little thicker. So that's the lip lift. Here's my favorite of the lifts, the grin lift. This is like if the corners of your mouth, like as we age, everyone's mouth will droop a little bit, but sometimes they really droop. So it looks like you're like always angry.
Oh, like resting bitch
face.
And then
I wrote, shout out to my grandma, who I thought was just unhappy all the time, but I think she had this.
Okay.
So the grin lift is where the surgeon removes two small triangles of skin from above each corner of the mouth. And then as they heal, the corners will naturally lift up. So you're like not scowling all the time. And this one gives you Joker like scars. Like that's the downside.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because you'll always have scars right at the corner of your smile. So it's like,
so you're not frowny.
Do we want that?
You're not frowny anymore, but you
people
look
do think you're a murderer,
like a cartoon character murderer.
That's not the best.
Like, can you imagine being like, I did it, I fixed it, and then you see like someone's face. You're like, did you fix it?
And then the last lift is called a back lift or a bra line lift.
Okay.
Usually for women, but someone who wants to remove like a lot of back fat that like liposuction couldn't handle or whatever, they do a bra line back lift. And this one is like removing full rolls of fat and then having the scar be right where your bra is.
Why?
So, I mean, that's like my whole thing. Like, some of these have, like, clear disadvantages and are, like, not worth it. But my whole topic is just, like, what are we doing to ourselves?
Well, like, also, why would you want the scar to be right where your bra
is? So that you can't see it.
Is.
They just want to hide it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, my whole thing is just, like, what are we doing here?
I don't know. I don't know. You're asking me? I don't even know.
Okay. Let's move on.
Okay.
Thank you.
High def liposculpture. Have you heard of it?
No. Liposculpture.
Yeah. It's, like, even better than liposuction.
Okay.
Like regular liposuction, high def lipo removes fat, but it also shrinks the skin, and it's aimed to people who are already very thin, already very close to their ideal weight.
Why
and then? The goal of this is basically to manufacture a six pack.
What?
Yeah. So, like, you're already in shape. Your stomach is flat. But
you can't see those muscles yet.
So high def lipo or whatever will, like, suck out all the fat and then shrink your skin so that all you're left with is muscle. And it's, like, instant.
That's not real.
It's literally not real.
It seems like you, like, shrink yourself. It's just, like...
Yeah. In my mind, it's, like... When you, like, do a vacuum seal on something.
That's what I was just thinking.
But for your ass.
It's the vacuum seal, but, like, your skin.
Yeah. One plastic surgeon promises, quote, dramatic results and a sculpted appearance far superior to the results you would get from diet and exercise. That's where I was like, this is dystopia. Like, can't we just have diet and exercise and have fine bodies?
Right. To be like, what if it could be better than diet and exercise?
Like, it's like, so unhuman.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Oh, I'm okay as well.
No.
Okay. This one I get, but also I don't love the technique. So the opposite of the lip lift.
It's
called gummy smile repair. And it's like, if someone doesn't like how much gum you see when they smile, the way that the plastic surgeon will do it, it's like dentists can do this by, like, altering the gum line.
Mm-hmm.
Surgeons will sever a few facial muscles mm-hmm. that hold the lip up, insert a spacer to keep the muscles from reconnecting, and then you're permanently, like, have a less high smile. But I'm like, that's understand. Just like, what are you
so then
doing?
Your smile just stops short.
Yeah, so you're not seeing as much gum, but, like, you're severing, like, muscles.
When you were doing one of the other mouth ones, I literally thought right away, is there gonna be one for the gums? And I don't know why. I feel like I've seen people, or, like, have had conversations with people where, like, all of a sudden you're like, that's a lot of gums.
There's some gummy smiles.
We all have seen this. We've all met people and we're like, wow, that's a lot of gums.
Yeah.
That can't be good for you. And so.
Well, now they can sever their facial muscles. It's hard to say.
Facial muscles. But, like, I don't know if that's the right way to go about it versus, like...
It seems drastic.
Right.
Yeah, and kind of permanent. I mean, I guess you can take the spacers out.
Okay.
Anyways, here's a fun one.
Okay.
You've heard of a hair transplant. What about an eyebrow transplant?
Love it. Tell me more.
This one is, like, mostly for women who overplucked in the
90s. Yeah. So it's like, just, like, one thin line of hair.
And their eyebrows are just, like over it. They're not coming back naturally. Mm-hmm. Like, literally multiple sites were, like... Most of our patients are women who overplucked.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
like, just, like, nothing's growing
just
back.
Like a hair transplant, they take hair from a donor site, which is usually the back of the head, like the nape, and transplant it to your brow area in your desired shape. But my favorite part is that the hair doesn't just become eyebrow hair. It is still hair from your head. So you have to cut it. Like, I'm just picturing, like, full, like, bangs from your eyebrows.
You're just, like, brushing it out of your eyes.
Yeah, they're, like, little curtains.
It's quiet, but it's going
off. Oh, my God. There's so many more.
I turned it way down. It's quiet.
It's okay. I believe you. But I just, like, thinking of, like, little curtains.
Little curtain eyes?
Yeah.
You can, like, perm them.
Yeah.
Like, crimp them.
I'm going to go rapid fire.
Okay, rapid fire. I won't talk.
Dimpleplasty, fake dimples.
Oh, cute.
Sometimes they're cute. Sometimes they're permanent, like... A lot of times, if you do it right, it's only when you smile, like, natural dimples, but sometimes it's all the time.
Okay.
Always dimples. Okay, and here's the weird, super rare ones.
Mm-hmm.
Foot fillers,
mm-hmm.
which are, like, instead of just wearing more comfortable shoes, if you're like, I have to wear high heels, I love them so much.
Mm-hmm. Like you me, get obviously.
Fillers injected in the balls of your feet to have added cushion.
I don't want it.
No, just get, like, Hoka's, it's fine.
Yeah.
Poker talks.
What?
Botox plus poker. This is, like, becoming a thing.
To have poker face?
And it's like, if you're a gambler and you want to hide your tell, you can freeze the part of your face that is your tell when you're playing poker. So, like, if you, like, raise your eyebrow, if you get a good card, or, like, there's a twitch in your mouth that you can't control, that people will go in and have, like, strategically placed Botox so that they, like, won't have a tell.
That's dumb.
It's all dumb.
Okay.
And then the last one I'll do is most popular in Eastern countries, palm line surgery. So where palm reading is common and, like, believed,
mm-hmm.
people will go in and have surgeons use electric scalpels to change the lines on their palm. so that they can have better readings.
They're like, I'm going to change my fate.
Literally. And the surgeons who do it say that their female patients tend to ask for stronger love and marriage lines, mm-hmm. and their male patients always ask for more prominent wealth lines. Ugh. But I'm like, okay. I don't think that's how it works. Mm-mm. Like, I don't think that's going to change.
I mean, they're
fate.
Manifesting their own destiny right
I
now.
I guess, kinda? But like, should they spend that money on like a premier dating app or something?
Probably, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for
or,
sure.
Or like getting an MBA.
Also, like, do you think they just go to a palm reader every week to be like, read it again?
Yeah.
Tell me
now
again.
Now is it better?
Tell me again.
Yeah. That one like really freaked me
yeah.
out. I was like, can we just like be happy with our palms?
Well, I mean, I think if anything, your topic has shown us that we cannot be happy with anything
no,
with
no
ourselves.
No, no one's happy.
Change everything. Change it all.
Listen, if you want to change anything, someone's going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, someone's willing to do it. But absolutely. I'm here to tell you, you're beautiful. You're perfect.
Thank you.
Your palms.
You're looking right at me. As
I am.
It.
It's you.
Okay.
Everyone else is garbage. You know what I mean? They should fix it.
Okay. It's so true.
And your palm lines are just, thriving.
Thank
They're
you.
They're thriving.
Perfect. I'm showing you my palms right now.
I know. And I can tell, like, oh, look at that wealth and that love.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
So everywhere. Everywhere. Thank you.
Yeah. That's my topic.
Ooh.
Does it make you feel better than last week's topic?
Very much. Last week's was a real downer.
I know. I had to win your trust back.
Well, let's see what's going to happen after the break then.
All right. We'll be right back.
And we're back.
We're back. Megan.
Yeah.
You have researched this topic, I want to say like a month ago now, because of how much I've been like delaying the start of this season.
We were supposed to record this one a while ago.
So do you even remember it?
No.
Okay.
But so I think I took some really good notes.
This was back when you were drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Oh yeah. Heavily.
All right.
Yes.
Are you ready to freak me out?
Yes.
Your 15 minutes starts now.
Okay. Lauren.
Yeah.
Whales.
No, why?
Are not my topic this week.
I feel like you could start every week, and every week I would be like, fuck you.
It's a new year. It's time to do everyone's favorite topic.
The bad sex in literature? No. Oh, what went up people's butts? I'm really talking a lot with my hands right now.
The Bad Sex and Literature Awards are still
That's
canceled.
Right. That's right, I forgot.
So it is 2023, things shoved in holes.
Yay. Oh.
And I started it with happy holidays to one and all.
I okay. love it. All right, tell me
are
everything.
You
are we
ready?
Going top to bottom again?
As always, it's sorted by orifice. We start north, we work our way south.
Love it.
Okay. I did a lot of editing because I feel like we spend too much time in the upfront
yeah,
ones of like
get
ear,
south.
Nose,
we
and it's like,
get
let's
south.
Get south.
I love
so,
that. We're learning.
Starting with the ear.
Mm-hmm.
And also for people that haven't listened, this is from emergency room
Yeah, it's a real copy
logs
paste.
And stuff. Like it's, yeah. But it's a compilation of emergency room logs of things that are found in orifices.
Yeah.
So with the ear, we have stylists.
Okay.
Someone's
sure.
really into their job.
Yeah.
Gasoline.
Ouch.
How? Like, burn.
Yeah.
Burn.
We don't like that.
Yep. This is in the same patient. Bug, bobby pin.
Trying to get that bug out.
Try to get that bug out.
Oh.
I would too.
I would use a bobby. That's a good idea.
I wouldn't think of this, but like hearing aid battery.
Oh.
Like that
tricky.
Could happen, right?
I bet
like
it
that's
happens
a real
a lot.
One. Yeah.
I bet it happens a lot.
This is a quote. I think this one has to be a kid. Has been putting paper products in her ears to keep the cold out.
A kid or...
I honestly want to imagine know. These are none of these are kids. And it makes it funnier.
Like it's just a chilly lady.
Yeah. Just she's like, no, I was cold.
Yeah.
So I needed to
my
put the...
Ears
my
were
ears
cold.
Were cold.
Yeah.
Press on fingernail.
Ouch. That's a scratch.
That's a scratch.
That's so someone was scratching and then their
that's
fingernail
That's a
placey
scratch.
Off. Yeah.
Quote, was welding overhead and a piece of metal fell onto his left ear, melting his ear plug.
Ow.
Yeah, that's a real
one. Oh my
one.
God.
Like, that's a real one.
And that's not like, oops, I shoved something in my ear.
That's
like a freak accident.
Like, metal melted the thing in
Ooh,
my
I bet
ear.
That hurts so bad.
I can't even imagine.
Both the metal and
yeah.
the metal.
I read that one and I was like, okay, that one's real. That's a real one. The rest of them are stupid. This is another quote. Patient states rolled over in bed onto an ecstasy pill and it got stuck in ear.
No. I also like the patient's dates. Like, you're hearing a lot of judgment from the nurse who typed that up.
Patient claims.
Yeah. Patient was trying to see if ecstasy works through the ear.
Right. It's like, whoopsies, there's an ecstasy pill. And then I picture them getting it out and then being like, well, can I have it back, please? Yeah,
that actually costs a lot
that
of money.
That actually is mine. Yeah, that's going my to property. A party this Thank weekend, you so much. So. Yeah. Okay, we're going to move on right away.
Love that.
We got to keep going,
yeah,
okay?
We've gotta get
we're
going to
go to the nose. We got to get to the butt.
Uh-huh.
So, nose, this is a quote, was smelling battery when it went up a nostril.
Just to see how that battery
I
smells?
I mean, if you think about it, do you know what a battery smells like?
Should we get one?
This is how it starts. This is why it's not always children. Sewing needle.
Ouch.
Ouch.
I don't want that anywhere.
I don't, and like, if it's stuck.
Stop.
How do you get that
we're
out?
We're moving
Okay,
right
we're
along.
Moving on. Quote, put an aluminum foil wrap up her right nostril and immediately started crying.
What's an aluminum foil wrap?
Like aluminum foil.
Okay.
Like maybe like
just aluminum
a
foil.
Piece of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, I still want to believe that's not a child.
Well, also.
I would start crying.
Probably, it's like sharp metal.
Yeah.
On the sides.
And probably like, get it out. Get it out. I'm going to cry too. Also, I don't know why crying was important to be in the medical document.
They're just trying to like make sure.
They're like, you know what?
Accurate.
I'm going to make a fool out of you. And I'm going to say, oh, you want to keep crying? I'm going to say, and immediately started crying. How do you feel about that
yeah,
now?
That's going to be in her medical chart
right,
for
right.
years.
Right, I don't even know. A bullet. Up the nose.
I mean, hopefully not like shot up the nose.
No.
Just shoved up
I
the
think
nose.
Just shoved, but yeah. Also like, what are you doing?
Just kind of see if it fits.
Or like, even if it's like a kid, then why is there like a bullet just
no, we
hanging
don't.
Out
That's
there?
Too
we
dark.
Don't like that.
That's
we don't
too
like
dark.
That. Next one, puppy tooth.
That's hopefully a child, right?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, why is it up there? Okay. This is a quote. Was doing a joke and put an earphone cover in his right nostril 2 days ago.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
So he spent 2 days being like,
that
I can
has
get
to
this
not
out.
Be a kid.
Well, yeah.
Right?
I think so.
Yeah. We're still moving on. Ready? Mulch.
Up the nose?
Up the nose.
Okay,
I feel like we don't get a lot
of
mulch on
first
this.
Of all,
yeah.
Mulch smells so bad.
Oh,
have
I
you
thought you were going to say smells so good.
No, have you noticed, like, I think it's specific to Chicago mulch, but this time of year, springtime, it's disgusting outside because of the mulch smell. I don't know if that's my neighborhood.
Because of the mulch smell?
It's disgusting.
Well, it's like dirt. It's like dirt.
I feel
dirt.
Like they're also adding, like, some sort of poop in my neighborhood.
Manure? Fertilizer?
Yeah.
Poop.
Poop.
They're adding poop. It's poop. Okay. Moving on. Chicken nugget.
Yum.
Gotta sniff that.
You gotta eat that.
Yeah.
You put that in the mouth.
You put that in the, we put that in the mouth. Okay, and the final one, this is a quote. Put pieces of styrofoam cup in nostril. He was seen yesterday for the same thing.
Oh no, that's gotta be a kid, right?
Like 2 days in a row, like,
yeah.
We're back.
Try it again.
Like, why, I don't know why we keep giving him these cups, these styrofoam cups. Like, we gotta just give him
Man,
real cups.
That's funny. It is better to think of all of those as adults.
I know, it's funnier.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to throat, and then we're gonna get to some of the good stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Because we're working our way down. Throat.
Throat makes me nervous.
Throat's a lot of quotes of, like, funny ones.
Okay.
I don't know. Quote, felt like he had something in the back of his throat, so he used a pair of tweezers to grab it and swallowed the tweezers.
Ouch.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Too sharp.
Yeah, just like the digestion
Stop.
Of it. I don't know how.
No.
I would just start coughing? I don't know.
Probably coughing up blood.
Oh, don't do that. Okay, coat hanger.
Ouch.
How? Maybe
Why
doing
are people
a trick?
Doing this?
Maybe doing a trick. Or trying
Maybe
to learn.
Maybe trying to get those tweezers out.
Trying to learn a trick. Okay, quote, was pulling a new shirt. In parentheses, bought from the thrift store, parentheses, over his head last night at home, was tight around the mouth, nose was stuffed, so he deeply inhaled and breathed in several pieces of thread or cloth. He is not sure which.
What?
So I'm picturing
just
like
loose cloth on this
so
old ass shirt.
He was trying to put this new shirt on. It gets
but not new.
New to him. Both new to him. He pulls it over his head. It gets stuck kind of like where his mouth is. And
I'm
it's
getting
open.
All this. I'm like, how many shirts
I'm,
just have loose cloth
no, but
on them?
I'm trying to understand
gotcha.
It. His nose is stuck, so he breathes in heavily through his mouth, and something goes in
Something's
his mouth.
Loose.
He doesn't know what it is.
Cause.
Okay. Anyways, we're going to move on. The next one, this is all the same person in a row. Caulking, silicone, paint, and string.
Ouch.
All from that same person.
Yeah.
In one visit. That's one bullet. Okay. Not bullet. Okay. Another quote. Had one shot and 9 beers and thinks he swallowed a bottle cap.
From one of those beers?
I don't know.
Like, he was just, like, really down in it so fast. If you think about it,
like, one shot and 9 beers.
That's a lot of beers.
That's a lot of beers. Not too many shots, but okay. Thinks he swallowed a bottle. I'm glad he's
being honest about that shot.
I mean, that's...
In the report.
Is he?
Could have been more.
He could have had more.
Could have been more.
9 shots, 9 beers. Okay, quote. Was sitting under a tree, drinking from a cup, and something from the tree fell in his cup, and he swallowed it.
Just that, something.
That seems realistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like if that would happen.
Attention.
I feel like that would happen to me, and I would notice later and be like, was that from the tree? Was that a bug? I didn't look in my cup. Why did I swallow? What's happening?
And then, like, it got stuck in your throat.
I don't like it. Let's move on. toothpaste, followed by a toothbrush, and possibly a toothpaste container.
Trying to swallow all that?
I was like, are you a dog? Like, literally. Like, toothpaste, yes. Toothbrush, maybe a toothpaste container.
And then, like, the toothbrush is stuck back there, but you're like, let me try the tube, too.
Yeah, let me see what's happening. That'll get it out. Because when it started with toothpaste, I was like, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. This is a quote. Mom told the kids to clean up their Monopoly game. Patient came to mom crying, says she swallowed the shoe.
Aww.
That's cute.
She's just trying to clean up.
She's like, I was cleaning up, but I swallowed the shoe.
Yeah.
Like, I guess we have to go to the ER now. Great. Quote, patient states that he swallowed a metal keychain, a ring which had a, quote, very high vibration, and he believes this was causing abdominal pain.
What, like, is the ring with a high vibration?
Metal keychain and a ring with a very high, like, is that
like a penis ring?
We're both like, that's a...
I don't think people are, like, wearing rings that just, like, shake their hands.
I was wondering, is it part of the metal keychain?
Yeah.
But then why do you have a ring that vibrates on a keychain?
I mean, a lot of good follow-up questions.
The only reason to have a ring that vibrates...
For your penis.
I think we all... Okay, well, there it is. We all know. Moving on. 3D seahorse sticker. Don't know why, but I thought that was funny. Dry ice.
Ouch.
Ouchie.
We don't like
get
that.
Get it out of here.
I feel like that's, like, on the list every year.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen it on the list, because I feel like it's just, like, people know not to touch dry ice.
Do they?
No, apparently not. Quote, having several drinks this morning, swallowed a small piece of his computer.
Like a key?
So, yeah, like, on my sober journey, this is what fuels me.
Right.
Is to not eat my computer.
Right. I feel like that's a key.
Thank you.
No, I mean, like, that he swallowed a key.
Oh. Yes, also that. Also that. Quote, was conducting an experiment and put a safety pin in a bottle and blew in the bottle. The safety pin went into his, I can't pronounce this thing.
Esophagus?
No.
Trachea?
Or a pharynx.
Oh, never heard that before.
It's something in a throat. This is why, how you know this is from doctors, because they're using technical terms. Next one, quote, was chewing out a battery when he possibly swallowed part of it, also with a popcorn kernel in his right ear.
Wow, he's got things all
he's
over.
He's got things all
over. He's got problems.
He should not have been in the ear category, because this one's a little bit more serious. Next one, 2 engagement rings.
Oh, not one, but that 2. Seems like they were having a pretty serious fight.
Or a thief gone wrong at the jewelry store. Like, try and get him, buddy. Just, like, trying to swallow and he can't.
Yeah.
And the last one is, quote, swallowed a magnet at school, then was stung by a wasp on his foot.
Oh, bad day. Really bad day.
Bad day, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes.
To move on.
Please.
To the penis.
Yes.
Let's go.
Oh, I forgot the penis has a hole in it.
The penis has a tiny, tiny hole, and all these things are going to get shoved up
there. That's my least favorite one.
Okay.
Let's rapid fire.
Rolled Band-Aid. Yoink. Right up there. Hello. I don't know why. I don't know how this one works, but a straw.
No.
And I want to, like... I hope it's a tiny cocktail straw.
Or, like, one of those straws from coffee?
Yeah, like one from coffee?
Like the stir.
The tiny stir sticks. Yeah.
Almost, like, can't use them as a straw.
Yeah, this can't be, like, a boba straw. This is not a boba.
Oh, my God. I just got shivers. This I don't even have a penis.
Not a boba. Folded dollar bills.
Plural? Plural?
Yeah, dollar bills.
Up the pee.
Up the pee.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, honey, let me, like, is it, like, sexy, like...
Is it?
Role play? I don't know.
I like a sexy role play that ends at the ER.
Me too. We all do. This next one's going to be tough to hear. 10-inch long sex toy. up the penis hole.
What?
10 inches. That's like about this. But
who makes a sex toy that's that long that's supposed to go up the pee?
I don't know, but someone's going to tell us, listener. Okay. Screwdriver.
No.
I feel like we've seen this one before. Knife handle.
We have. And I feel like we've seen screwdriver before. Is it the same people once a year?
But I'm wondering too, like, why knife handle?
Well, you don't want to put the knife part.
Well, don't put either of them in there. Okay. This is the last penis ever. Quote, patient stated he was drunk 2 days ago and his girlfriend inserted a necklace inside his urethra while having sex.
How?
How?
Was it in her vagina?
Or like, how do you even find that tiny hole to put a necklace? I don't want to look at that
tiny hole.
Which is like, these are my grandmother's jewels. Keep them safe. And she's like trying to shove them up a penis hole?
That's not love.
Hey, yeah, hey, that's not.
That's not love.
hey, listener. She's pointing at the microphone so you guys know that how you should be treated and it's not like that.
Yeah.
Keep things out of your penis hole.
Please.
Let's go on to the vagina.
Okay.
Okay. Glitter.
Ouch.
Fun think, surprise.
Yeah.
Like, I have like, a
you're like
of,
looking
like,
for like a little fun moment.
Ta-da! But part of me too is like, I want it to be like a mistress that like put glitter down there so that when they bone, she's like, well, now your wife's gonna know. Good luck trying to get that off
also,
your dick.
Also, like glitter is just like tiny
grains of sand.
Sand and like. Like metal paper.
Yeah. And ouch. That's going to be up there. No, thanks.
Thank you.
You can never get that out. The next one is boric acid suppositories accidentally placed in urethra. And I wrote, did not look up what those are and don't plan to.
No, don't
Won't
plan
look
to.
Them up. No, no.
Time's up.
Okay. We'll go through these quick. Quote, she swallowed a quarter and also believes she has a retained condom in her vagina from intercourse yesterday.
Oh, so she's up and down.
She's up and down. Yeah. She's like, hey, real quick, I'm here because I swallowed a quarter. And the doctor's like, you need to do better than that. She's like, also, I think there's still a condom in me. Please get it out.
Yeah.
Okay. In a row, pencil sharpener, pencil grip, all up there. Those are all different people.
Remember pencil grips?
Oh, yeah. But then the next one.
I haven't thought about those.
The next
in
one
years.
Is just multiple pens. So we're upgrading.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Seeing how many go right? up there.
Quote, has a AA battery in vagina. Felt it come out while using a stimulator about 2 weeks ago.
Felt it come out?
Come out of the stimulator.
Oh, I was like, why is she at the doctor?
I thought that at first too as I was reading it, but it came out of her vibrator basically.
Woo.
And she's like, like two weeks ago. So she's
you
like,
don't
I figured
want battery up.
She
there.
Probably just feels like, it'll figure itself out. And then after 2 weeks, she's like, I should probably go see someone about this. I need to use my vibrator again. Oh, by the way, the next one is vibrator stuck for 6 days.
6 days?
6 days, yeah.
Are these women just really busy?
Or not and bored? Because the next one is ice cream parlor playset.
What?
Just up there. Of like, let me see what this feels like. I like ice cream. Does ice cream kind of look... I don't know. 3 grams of cocaine. That went wrong.
Okay.
Quote, did the splits near a screwdriver?
Stop.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Rat toy.
Rat toy?
Yeah. Do you think it's a toy for a rat or a toy shaped like a rat?
Oh, I went toy for a rat immediately.
I went toy shaped like a rat.
Yeah, so that makes more sense.
I'm glad we talked about this. And finally, quote, patient admits to extreme intoxication yesterday evening at the bar. She was hitting her head against a glass window and ended up cracking it. She then punched a cop car, has hand pain. She reports inserted the back of a dart into her vagina.
What a night.
She's really living it up.
Wow. Really. I mean, maybe she should join you in your sober month.
Probably.
Yeesh.
Okay. I know we are at time, so I'll do these last ones quickly.
This
is up the butt. Mm-hmm. So this is just universal. This is gender neutral.
Yeah, we
all
that.
Have butts.
We all have butts.
We all have butts. We all have buttholes. We all shove things up there.
Do we?
No.
No, we don't.
I stopped. I was looking at you. I was like, no. Okay. Mouthwash bottle cap, mousse bottle cap, cologne bottle, shampoo bottle, and toothbrush.
You lost me at mousse bottle because I was like, what's a mousse bottle?
Mousse hair.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I was picturing like a bottle shaped like a mousse and I was like, ouch, antlers. But then I got it.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't listen to the rest, but we keep going.
Okay. This next one is going to be fun. Quote, his girlfriend made large symmetrical object out of tinfoil wrapped in paper towels and placed in condom and put it in his rectum and then could not retrieve it. And my note is, you better marry that woman. She's coming up and she's like, hey.
Yeah, like did a little art project.
Got a little something for you. And like, marry her.
Yeah, because also that I'm sure she tried to fish it out.
Oh, she absolutely did. And also, that's a real craft. She had to get paper towels. She had to get tinfoil. She had to get the condom to wrap it in. Like, this was a lot.
Right.
She's doing a lot to please you, sir. Okay. Quote, believes he placed a pen in his rectum the day prior. He states that there was alcohol involved. Get it. Next one. Quote, patient states accidentally set on a cone-shaped toy in the shower.
No,
me too.
Lies.
Am I right?
Hey, live your truth. Live your truth.
These two are in a row. Quote, put a screwdriver in his rectum because he was curious. End quote. And the next one is just screwdriver.
One nurse is like, let me give a little context to this. And the other is like, I'm tired. This is my third screwdriver in the butt today. Okay.
She's like, earlier I had one in the vagina. Now we're in the butt. Now then we're in the penis hole. Let's just get this done. Okay. Quote, states that earlier this afternoon, he was trying to be funny and shoved a plastic bottle up his rectum.
Okay.
I mean.
We talking like a pop bottle?
We're all just like trying to be funny.
Well, who isn't? We're like, for the laughs.
I feel like it's maybe a soda bottle.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but in my mind, I always picture shampoo bottles because it's always like in the shower in my mind. An unknown amount of magnetic balls.
Yeesh.
Like, can you imagine like how many are up there? And it's like, I don't know,
isn't
man.
Isn't that how that one chess guy was cheating? The theory is that he had magnetic balls up his butt and then someone could send him pulses to like tell him how to move.
I have no idea, but I want that to be true.
He's like a world famous chess champion. And people are like, no, he's using those anal beads.
He's using those butt balls. And you think he's like, ooh, I couldn't feel that one, better do it again.
He's like, do it again. Oh, yeah,
Okay, speaking of anal beads, inserted some anal beads into rectum Thursday, fell asleep, and noticed today that they were not where she had left them.
Up her butt.
It's just like, they're gone. I swear. I fell asleep, and now they're gone. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
The next one I just thought was funny is zucchini.
Okay. Sure.
We all know why it's up there.
And those are like a little bit prickly sometimes.
Oh, yeah. They can be.
Go cucumber.
Yeah. No, cucumber can be prickly. Quote, presents with a butt plug stuck in her rectum. Reports she was using it and got up quickly to answer the door.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine, like, being that neighbor?
Like, just a clench?
And she's like, hey, can I help you?
Also, can you drive me to the ER?
Humbly. Like, just, I don't know why that one was funny. It's like her mom coming over to visit. Okay. We're getting to the end. Quote, states he stuck a pen in butt to scratch an itch and it went up his butt. Honestly, I kind of do think this one could be real.
I guess I've never had an itch.
Up your butt.
In?
In. Can that part itch?
Maybe I'm just not in touch with it.
Okay. We're going to do rapid succession at the end, okay?
Okay.
Fruit roll up.
Mm-hmm.
Corn on the cob holder.
Ouch.
Ouch. Christmas ornament. Christmas tree lights, 3 cell phones, 2 dildos, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Stop. Merry Christmas.
Stop, Merry Christmas. That's how I wanted to end. I did those in that order on purpose, and I was like, and a partridge in a pear tree. Happy holidays, everyone. Those are all the things you shoved up your holes in 2023.
I love it. What a wonderful annual tradition you've made for us.
It's good to be back. Ours were kind of similar, though, of, like, weird medical, just, like, listing out things.
Yeah.
It's a weird medical episode.
It is. Thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Please rate, review, subscribe, share with a friend. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on Instagram at @TheFreakShowPod. And if you have topic suggestions, you can send them to TheFreakShowPod@gmail.com. Put Lauren or Megan in the subject line, whoever you want to do the topic. And Megan... Do you have a high note?
I don't know.
Looked at me like you definitely don't have a high note.
I don't. Well, even at the break, or when we were getting ready, and I was like, oh, what should my high note be? And then we never talked about it.
Right.
So I think I'm just going to say that my high note is that I have a solo weekend this weekend.
Yeah.
Kevin has gone visiting family. Freddie, our pup, is going to go to doggy daycare tomorrow overnight, boarding for the first time to see how it goes. And I'm just going to, like, live my life.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I think you're going to hang out with me, maybe.
You're just going to, like, bop from place to place without worrying.
Yeah, I'm going to sit by myself at a bar and read a book.
But not drink.
But not drink, but maybe eat some food.
Yeah.
Or, I know, I picked the worst week. I picked, like, the worst month to be like, I don't know, maybe I'll try and be sober, like an idiot. But yeah, I think I'm excited, like, for tomorrow to literally do nothing.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And no plans. And maybe you and I are going to go have dinner or something, yeah. But that's it.
Love it.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Yes, we will. But until then, later, freaks.
Later, freaks.